Today, the reading speaks to us about prayer. The Catechism says that prayer is a raising of our minds and our hearts to God, or the requesting of good things from God. It further says or identifies five forms of prayer, such as the prayer of blessing, which is our response to God's gift. God blesses, so the heart in return seeks to bless the one who's the source of all blessings. Then there's the prayer of petition, which is our awareness of our relationship with God. The first movement of this prayer is seeking salvation. This type of prayer is centered on the desire and search for God's kingdom to come. Then there's the third form of prayer, which is the prayer of intercession, in which we're asking or praying on behalf of another. The fourth form of prayer would be that of the prayer of thanksgiving, in which we thank God, as St. Peter encourages us, in all our circumstances, thanking God for our joy as well as our suffering. For in our joy, we thank Him for the object of our joy. In our suffering, because we know that all things work for the good of those who love the Lord and are called according to His purpose. And then there is the prayer of praise. This is glorifying God for His own sake, beyond what He does for us, but praising Him because of who He is. Brothers and sisters, prayer affects our relationship with God, for it encourages intimacy. It transforms our lives, and it enables us to align ourselves to God's will. It is through prayer that we come to know God more deeply, as well as experience His presence. In the first reading, it gives us an example of the prayer of intercession. For in this reading, we find that Abraham speaking to the Lord and becoming privy of our Lord's purpose. He's going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah because of their immorality, their wickedness, their injustice, and their violation of their duty to provide hospitality. For the inhabitants of Sodom sought to violate the guest of Lot. However, Abraham, relying on God's mercy and appealing to His justice, began to intercede on behalf of the people of Sodom. He would ask the Lord to spare the town if there were but 10 righteous people within the city. We know the rest of the story. There will only be 3 spared from the destruction of Sodom: Lot and his 2 daughters. For Lot's wife, through her disobedience, had become a pillar of salt. Brothers and sisters, let us pray for one another. In the gospel reading, we hear the disciples asking the Lord to teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples to pray. The prayer that our Lord would teach the disciples is a prayer of petition. This prayer our Lord begins with, Our Father. By virtue of our baptism, through the redemptive work of our Lord Jesus Christ on the cross, we're able to call God our Father. It is through Jesus Christ that We are sons and daughters of our Heavenly Father. And what a privilege that is. Paul alludes to this, that how this is possible. He says in the second reading that we were buried with him in baptism. And we were raised with him through faith in the power of God. Our Lord continues to teach the disciples this prayer when he says, "Hallowed be your name." Our Heavenly Father's name should be reverenced, for he is holy. He says, "Your kingdom come." We pray for God's kingdom in us, for it is his grace. We pray for God's kingdom on earth, for it is his church. We pray for God's kingdom in heaven, for it is eternal bliss. Then we ask, give us this day our daily bread. And our Heavenly Father so generously provides all that we need for the day. For he gives us sustenance to sustain our body, as well as sustenance to sustain our spiritual life, which he provides us through his divine word and the blessed sacrament. And we ask, forgive us our sins, which our Father so generously do, through his gift of the sacrament of reconciliation. He forgives us our sins as we forgive those who are indebted to us. Then we pray, brothers and sisters, that the Lord subject not us to the final test. We pray that he would give us the strength to overcome when we are tempted, or to free us from temptation when we feel overwhelmed. This is the prayer that our Lord taught the disciples, which has been handed on to us. The simplicity of this prayer contains all that we can and should say to our Heavenly Father. For these are the words of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, brothers and sisters, I ask that we continue to pray, that we cultivate a life of prayer, praying for each other, that we live a life of prayer unceasingly, for the Apostle Paul encouraged us to do so. He said, pray without ceasing. And how do we pray without ceasing? We pray by always having a continued prayer in our hearts. The Desert Fathers practiced this in the 4th and 5th century. They would continually pray this prayer that they had created, which is known as the Jesus Prayer, which says, "Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on me, a sinner." And if that prayer is too long for us, we can simply say, "Thank you, Lord." Or, "Lord, I love you." Or, "Pray a glory be." Or perhaps get into practice of praying the Angelus, morning, noon, and evening. But let us strive to cultivate a life of prayer. And as we pray, brothers and sisters, let's not only pray for ourselves, but for others. Let us pray for the church. Let us pray for Pope Leo. Let us pray for Archbishop Edward Weisenberger and Father Bill. Let us pray for each other, intercede for each other and our needs for one another. Let us pray for our brothers and sisters in particular who are suffering and going through temptation for fear of being deported and taken from their families. Let us pray for our brothers and sisters in Gaza who are suffering starvation. Brothers and sisters, let us cultivate a life of prayer. that we may become whom God has called us to be. Amen.